The first seal is broken and a white horse emerges, its rider adorned with a crown and a bow. The air crackles with anticipation as the living creature calls out in a voice like thunder, beckoning the conqueror to come forth. The scene unfolds before me like a vivid painting, each detail etched into my mind with clarity. As the second seal is opened, a fiery red horse gallops onto the stage of prophecy, its rider given power to sow discord and bloodshed across the earth. The large sword in his hand gleams with malevolent intent, a harbinger of violence and chaos. With the third seal broken, a black horse appears, its rider holding scales symbolizing scarcity and famine. The voice among the living creatures echoes with dire pronouncements of inflated prices for basic sustenance, a grim reminder of the consequences of scarcity. The fourth seal reveals a pale horse, its rider named Death, followed by Hades. They are granted power over a fourth of the earth, unleashing death through sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts. The scale of devastation is staggering, a grim reminder of mortality's inevitable grip. As the fifth seal is broken, my gaze falls upon the souls under the altar, martyred for their faith and allegiance to God. Their cries for justice reverberate through the heavens, their white robes a symbol of purity and patience in the face of suffering. The revelation stirs a deep sense of foreboding within me as their plea for vindication hangs heavy in the air. My logical mind churns with the weight of these unfolding events, seeking patterns and connections within the tapestry of prophecy. The wars foretold in ancient texts echo through my thoughts, painting a stark picture of conflict and devastation on a global scale. The toll of lives lost reverberates through history's pages, a chilling reminder of humanity's capacity for destruction. The Old Testament prophecies resonate with the unfolding vision before me. Their warnings of war and tribulation finding eerie parallels in the seals being broken. The stage is set for cataclysmic events to unfold, each seal unraveling a new chapter in humanity's reckoning with divine judgment. Judgment against the nations. Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all that comes out of it. The Lord is angry with all nations. His wrath is on all their armies. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. Their slain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will stink. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. My logic sees that countries are at war here and most likely a nuclear conflict because of the damage. Is America the white horse? Was America given a crown on the 9/11 event? Are there opposing forces to America? Russia and China align against America. Is Russia and China the red horse? My mind races. Are the martyrs in the fifth seal churches who gave their lives to witness? As I delve deeper into the text, the words of judgment reverberate in my mind like a solemn drumbeat. The Lord's anger is palpable, his wrath a tempest brewing on the horizon. The nations stand on the precipice of destruction, their armies poised for a cataclysmic reckoning. The vision of nations in turmoil unfolds before me, a tapestry of chaos and conflict woven with threads of devastation. The stench of death hangs heavy in the air, the mountains stained crimson with the blood of the fallen. The imagery is stark, a chilling reminder of the cost of war and the toll it exacts on humanity. My logical mind sifts through the prophetic words, seeking patterns and connections that may unlock their hidden meanings. The white horse, symbolizing conquest and dominion, beckons questions that demand answers. Was America crowned with power on that fateful day of 9/11? A harbinger of its rise to prominence on the world stage? The red horse gallops into view, its fiery presence a stark contrast to the white horse's gleaming crown. Are Russia and China the opposing forces foretold in ancient texts, aligning against America in a bid for supremacy? The stage is set for a global showdown, a clash of titans that threatens to engulf the world in flames. As my thoughts race ahead, I ponder the significance of the martyrs in the fifth seal. Are they the faithful witnesses who sacrifice their lives for their beliefs, standing as beacons of light in a world shrouded in darkness? The connection between past and present grows clearer, each seal a piece in a larger puzzle that hints at a future fraught with uncertainty. The pieces of prophecy align with eerie precision, painting a portrait of conflict and turmoil that spans generations. The march toward judgment continues unabated, each nation called to account for its actions in the grand tapestry of divine justice. God's day of vengeance and redemption? Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozra, with his garments stained crimson? Who is this, robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is I, proclaiming victory, mighty to save. Why are your garments red like those of one treading the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the nations no one was with me. I trampled them in my anger and trod them down in my wrath. Their blood spattered my garments and I stained all my clothing. My logic concludes that this is God's way of taking on evil and bringing people to him. He who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. A white robe to all who call upon his name. As I continue to unravel the intricate tapestry of prophecy, the words of judgment ring in my ears like a solemn dirge. The imagery of God's day of vengeance and redemption unfolds before me, each verse a vivid brushstroke painting a portrait of divine retribution. The promise of salvation rings clear and true, a call to all who would seek refuge in his name. The vision of white robes bestowed upon those who call upon the Lord's name shimmers before me like a guiding light in the midst of turmoil and tribulation. The promise of redemption offers solace in the face of impending judgment, a glimmer of hope amidst the gathering storm. My logical mind races to unravel the mysteries laid bare before me, seeking understanding in the midst of divine revelation. Each word spoken carries weight and significance, pointing towards a future fraught with challenge and transformation.